Pediatricians used to recommend flu vaccinations only for children from ages 6 months to about 5 years. But an advisory panel to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says expanding the upper age limit to 18 years should reduce the number of doctor's visits and time lost from school. Dr. Ann Schuchat is head of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practice.
So we think that vaccinating children should help those children. It should also help the families and may help the community itself.
Doctors say vaccinating all children can help combat the spread of influenza to the general population. Dr. William Schaffner is head of the Department of Preventive Medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Tennessee.
They're the great distributors. They run around the community, give it to Mom, Dad, Aunt Susie, and to the new baby next door.
Some opponents of the move argue that vaccinations might cause side effects in children. Dr. Brian Jepson is a clinician and researcher with Thoughtful House Center for Children, a Texas advocacy group for children with developmental disorders.
Vaccinations are not risk-free, and the flu vaccine is not a perfect vaccine either.
But most infectious disease experts say children should be protected against dangerous complications from the flu. Dr. Carol Baker is with Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas.
Parents need to understand that flu is not just another winter respiratory virus. It is a life-threatening disease.
The advisory panel recommends that expanded vaccinations take place as soon as possible. Leyte Hong-Fincher, VOA News.